so fortunate to speak to this great lady, Liz, Australian Survivor, Heroes versus Villains, and crowned sole survivor for the 2023 season. G'day, Liz. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. I mean, you must be beside yourself, $500,000 richer and crowned sole survivor. What a fantastic season.
I know, honestly, just saying that title to me, it definitely has not sunk in yet. I'm so in shock. I'm so amazed that I did that, and what an amazing journey. And wow, I'm sole survivor.
And that's right, King George, of course, we thought that he may have won it, but obviously voted out right at the very last tribal council. So good to see that you've taken it out, though. I was certainly voting for you. I was thinking, well, if anyone deserves it, it's got to be Liz. And you won it!
I know, thank you. Yeah, look, having George by my side right until that last minute definitely worked in my favour, and it was crucial to pounce at the right time and get rid of him. Otherwise, you know, if he was sitting at the end, we were all done for. So I'm glad I pulled that off and I got to the end and I got the crown.
You said we got a crown and you got a stack load of money. The question is, what are you going to do with that money, Liz?
Oh, I honestly couldn't even tell you. I'm like just so shocked. I have never had that type of money by my name, and I couldn't even tell you what the right thing to do with it is, but I want to be really smart with it and invest it and put it towards my future and, you know, maybe take a holiday to Europe and buy myself a nice handbag, like all those girly things. But yeah, I'm just so, so happy and so proud of myself. You know, money aside, the whole experience has honestly changed my life.
No doubt about that. It was a hell of an immunity challenge, the last one there. You did an amazing job, I've got to say.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Those daggers in the back were real. It was really, really tough. And at one point I said to Jonathan, come on, let's just crank it up and get this over and done with, because we were all in so much pain that I just wanted the suffering to be done. But yeah, I'm so proud of myself for getting through that, because I knew, you know, like if I had have lost that immunity, I was toast, and I really, really needed to bring that one home. Otherwise, those boys were just going to eat me alive. So I'm glad I did it, and here I am.
Exactly right. I was very, very teary-eyed last night. Of course, all the family members turned up. Daniel turned up. Very emotional, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I literally was a crying, sobbing baby the whole night watching that episode. From Daniel to the challenge to everyone else's loved ones coming out. I think I was a blubbering mess for the whole 90 minutes. But no, it was so sweet to have Daniel there and everyone else's loved ones. It really helped us, you know, really push to that next level in that challenge, because by that point, as you can imagine, we are just all so exhausted. So having our people there was just so special.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Well, it's great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations with the crown of sole survivor. Done an amazing job, obviously deserved. $500,000 richer. Go out and enjoy. You've done an amazing job and really enjoyed you this season on Australian Survivor Heroes versus Villains.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.